What happens when Congress wants to only fund part of the federal government for part of the year? You get the Cromnibus Bill. The CR, or Continuing Resolution portion of the bill, would only fund the Department of Homeland Security through February. The move is a reaction by Republicans to President Barack Obama's recent executive actions, which would temporarily halt deportations for some undocumented immigrants and allow them to apply for legal work permits and taxpayer ID numbers. House Speaker John Boehner spoke about the Republican agenda at a press conference Wednesday.
Without a threat of a government shutdown, this sets up a direct challenge to the president's unilateral actions on immigration when we have new majorities in both chambers of Congress. This is all part of preparing for a new American Congress, which will bring new opportunities to help middle-class families and get our economy moving again.
The White House has indicated it would be surprised if Republicans continue to stall on funding the DHS come February. Mario Carrillo, communications manager for the immigration advocacy group United We Dream, says the Republicans are grasping at straws. He notes that United States Citizens and Immigration Services, the federal agency that would process the applications for deferred action, doesn't get a majority of its funding from the government.
They're funded by the fees that they charge people, so even if they decide not to fund the Department of Homeland Security, it wouldn't affect the president's program in implementation.
Despite the temporary funding for DHS, $948 million was allotted to the Department of Health and Human Services for its program for unaccompanied minors, as well as $14 million for the schools taking them in. Other controversial provisions of the spending bill include significant cuts to the pensions of current public sector retirees in order to shore up struggling pension funds and the denial of Obama's request for $236 million for police body cameras. Language in the bill also triples the amount of money wealthy individuals can give to national parties. Lisa Gilbert, director of the group Public Citizens Congress Watch Division, says money given directly to the parties has always been tightly regulated.
It had limits, it's disclosed money, and this is vastly expanding the universe of what a party can collect.
Under the old rules, a person could give a maximum of $32,400 annually to a national party. Under the new provision, a donor can give as much as $97,200 per year. Gilbert says while donors still have to disclose their identities, it means more money from a single source, and that's a problem.
And certainly, you know, when we think about the out-of-control spending that is already happening, the idea of empowering more money in the system through any avenue only causes others who are raising money through different vehicles to raise more as well.
The rule change comes after a bill signed earlier this year by President Obama eliminated the use of public funding for conventions. Proponents of the provision say this donation increase will help fill that gap. Funding allotted to other high-dollar line items include $5.5 billion to combat Ebola, $6 billion to fight the Islamic State, and even renewed funding for the Affordable Care Act. Lawmakers cut the budget for the Environmental Protection Agency by $60 million and slashed funding for President Obama's Race to the Top educational initiative and the Internal Revenue Service. You can find the full text of the spending bill on our website, fsrn.org. Ashley Westerman, FSRN, Washington, D.C.